Randy's gone missing, and that means one thing. It's time for the Necroilluminati. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the Necroilluminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I'm also joined by the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mech, the three pump chump of taking the show off the rails, Nate. How you guys doing?
I'm okay. I'm just a little bit, you know, this is tinfoil lined, so.
So you're baking. I was already worried about getting hot. You're real.
Yeah.
That's
but you're also very safe. They can't read your thoughts now.
This is true. This is true.
Yes.
Yep.
Very appropriate. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought that was going to be more to that. My bad.
No, I was going to say that, you know, I can't think of the term that they use at these spooky meetings when they say, like, the meeting is in session. Let's all rise for our pledge. And then, you know, we go into it from there. But, yeah. I didn't have anything planned.
I'm glad. Because
I mean, do we have any meeting minutes? Is there a what's the person who, like, I mean, are you the chairman? Like, how does this work?
Technically,
like,
I mean, I guess if Jamar's the founder and I'm the chairman, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
We don't really have a great plan on how this cult is.
Yeah. I did expect this to have so many layers to the bit when we started it. We'll start a new Patreon tier where you get to be the chairman of the Necroilluminati.
Treasurer, secretary,
My question is, how many people have this hat? That's the thing.
Probably a lot.
That's the important thing.
I mean,
how many people still have it?
That's better. Well, I assume unless they threw it away, that means someone else has it.
But I assume people threw it away.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people's hats are missing,
much like Randy.
Yes, it all comes full circle.
Before I bring this meeting session into full
into
force.
Session?
Yeah, into session.
Into session.
Yeah, words. I do want to thank everybody because we have officially hit 3,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
We've actually surpassed it since, because it happened literally last week when the episode went live, so I didn't get a chance to say it in that episode. So I want to thank everyone who watches every week and thank anyone who is a new viewer and has joined us. I do know that not all 3,000 people actively watch, but we appreciate you nonetheless. Sure. Anyway, Randy's gone missing. So he used, as most of us know, and for those of you who don't, Randy is the lead designer for NECA? Is that correct? I don't remember his.
What's
it says it on the boxes?
I know
it gave the title. I just thought it had their
name. He is the director.
Director. So he is the director of NECA.
Yeah.
And he took it upon himself to be essentially the Twitter person. And then eventually, because of that, became the face of the company.
Pretty much.
Which he grew to regret very quickly because over the years, especially during the pandemic, NECA had a lot of fumbles. And a lot of missteps, some their fault, some not their fault, and he took the brunt of it all. Every complaint was always directed at him. There was occasions where he'd get a little sassy back, which is fair, but unfortunately, with the way the internet works, it just invites more angry people to get angrier at you. And he'd still make his appearances at the conventions and stuff like that. He would still post things. Weirdly enough, the Twitter became almost more of specifically him rather than NECA, because Instagram and Facebook for NECA would post promotional things and very marketing stuff, where when Rarity would do it, it just felt like a dude who was having fun posting shit about the company he works for.
Yeah.
And answering questions that people had
That was the best part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to him and ask him questions, and, you know, not every time was necessarily, I don't want to say untruthful, but sometimes he couldn't say things.
Yeah.
So he would say one thing and then, you know, it might change down the line. But, you know, it still gave a lot of us, you know, a little bit of insider knowledge to mm-hmm. what was going on. And, you know, that was at a very, I think, exciting time for NECA, because they, at the time, were releasing, like, waves and series of things. You know, you had things like Alien and Predator, where there would be 3 to 4 figures released per wave and things like that, whereas now it's very much
one-offs,
a single mm-hmm. figure or you know, a whole bunch of things at once related to one, you know, Shelltastic property, but it is a little different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was very nice to, you know, have that, you know, mild kind of peek behind the curtain, because like you said, a lot of things he couldn't talk about, or whether it was due to legalities or if it was due to just like, it's not time to talk about that yet. So people didn't necessarily understand that, and they would be like, you're a liar and stuff like that, even though realistically that's just how business works. And it baffles me that people didn't put that together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think that'd be a pretty simple it does, because I feel like that's not a hard concept to understand.
And there's yet, a lot concept of things that you don't think would be a hard concept to understand, yet people on the internet don't seem to quite grasp it, but whatever.
That's fair. You've got me there.
That's true. Also, I would say, depending on when you started to interact with Randy, a la me, the perfect one.
You're Randy?
Oh, no. Oh no!
You're in disguise this whole time. Is that where Randy went? We found out he's been here with us.
He's been hiding here the whole time. Sight.
Yeah, well, I would say plain sight, because like, because but no, what I'm saying is like, I obviously came into like NECA a little bit later than some of the other, like, I didn't really pay attention to any other lines, obviously, right? So mainly my moment of Randy and recognizing who he is and what he was doing was during like Turtle Watch 2020.
Yeah,
right?
Which, so we were like, not kind. We never directed. Yeah. We never would go to him and say like mean things to him. But
right
during Turtle Watch, we were very adamant that we were upset about things.
It was in the air.
Yeah,
is what I would say. But I would never. I didn't like the weird thing is I don't read the back of the box apparently, and I didn't put two and two together. Like, oh, that's the same dude, you know what I mean? Until like we had more and more discussions and stuff. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, it kind of was like, yeah, this is stupid. Like, why are everyone being such an asshole to him? But at the same time, I don't think it was very apparent that like, oh, he's just doing this on his own. He's not like the front man for NECA, because the way his Twitter and how he would interact, it almost made it seem like,
yeah,
Twitter
it felt like he was the like head honcho.
Yeah, like, well, it was like a small company, and he was like the guy.
He's
making
not
a lot of decisions, you know.
But he is, though, at the same time. Like, he, yeah, as the director, I mean, he doesn't own the company, but he basically creatively runs it. So, I mean,
so
that's...
we were right.
That's
but creatively, yeah, I mean, not necessarily
sure.
business-wise, right?
Right. Sure, but sure. He kind of, I mean, created it. I mean, he came from McFarlane originally. Mm-hmm. Which is why very early on, NECA just basically aped what McFarlane had done, because that's what he did there. The packaging was the same. The properties were the same, because McFarlane was kind of leaving it behind. Maybe because Randy was no longer there. I don't know necessarily if that's the case. But, you know, he did kind of move over. And I'm not exactly sure when it started. I mean, originally, NECA was they made bobbleheads and tchotchkes and things like that. It really wasn't until, you know, he came into it that, you know, the whole real toys, R-E-E-L toys, and then you had like the cult classics and the very early you know, Gremlins figures and things like that, and going so far back as those early Mirage Ninja Turtles, which are now, you know, over 15 years old, if you can believe it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't want to shortchange him, because he is important, mm-hmm, at the company. He just doesn't own it.
He's not important enough to where he can do whatever he wants, though. Like, he couldn't just be like, well, you know what? I'm in charge, so I'm going to tell you what I want to tell you and what I like, regardless kind of thing. Like, he still has people to answer to, kind of thing.
Sure.
So, yes. Yeah, so he pretty much was on Twitter regularly. He'd have certain days of the week where he'd do his, like, little Q&A things. And I believe, I did a little bit of research, and also based on what other people said, he last was active, like actually active, because the Twitter still retweets things. It occasionally tweets out like promotional stuff, but it's not any, you know, talkative things. Mm-hmm. It was about a year ago. After PowerCon in August, and then I think there was one more tweet in October, and then after that it was kind of petered out. And previously at San Diego, he talked about the fact that, like, the fans had kind of pushed too far. Mm-hmm. And with this, someone had essentially doxed him and posted his phone number, his private, like, phone number on the internet, and told people, if you have a problem with him, call him, text him. So he was getting harassed at home, which, aside from that being clearly crossing the line, the audacity of people, like, there's no one out there who's buying these fucking toys who doesn't work for, like, some company that does something that pisses someone off that would want a customer calling them at home.
Right.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would you think that's okay? Like, that.
Right.
I don't even want a friend to call me, to be honest.
Right. I'm just so, like, I want you two to call me when I'm at home. So, like, me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, unsolicited text messages are, like, the worst. So.
See, I would like, if I got a bunch of text messages being like, where's my turtles? I would have sent him pictures of my butthole.
That's fair, but he would have been on a whole other thing. That would have been pretty awesome in my response, but yeah.
I just want to very quickly, because before we get it in the comments, which I'm sure they're already there now, but NECA formed in 1996. President and CEO is Joel Weinschenker. That's unfortunate for him in high school.
No, I'm just...
And then Randy is the director of product development.
Okay.
So,
which, I mean, I would say is an important role, and also goes back to what we were saying. That, like,
totally lines up with what we were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He essentially is in charge of how things get made, but he still has a boss to answer to, so he can't just do whatever he wants. And
to point out that, too, they are a privately held company, so they don't have to answer to shareholders. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. They also have a parent company, I believe, that owns them and Loot Crate, which was what spawned a lot of this final kind of confrontation-ish problem, because the Loot Crate situation was dog shit, and we weren't getting any answers from Loot Crate. So people were like, well, NECA's involved, and NECA's company that owns them owns Loot Crate. And he towed the company line. He'd be like, we're separate companies. Sorry, you're going to have to talk to them, which, I mean, ultimately we know, like, is true but not true. Like,
they are separate companies. They're owned by the same people. Yeah. So whereas, you know, because Randy is the director of product development for NECA, mm-hmm. he doesn't work for Loot Crate.
He doesn't, but right. I guarantee they knew what was going on.
Possibly. And we can't, and I would probably agree with that, but that's still speculation on our part as far as what they did know, what they didn't know. But also, it is correct, and that it's not his responsibility to answer for that separate company.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but then again, I'm just going to play it from the same, like, aspect. The way some people may have saw Randy was kind of like the spokesperson.
Yes. For.
Like, he was the, I know there's a term for it. People have it as a job, like a social media manager or something like that. There's a different word that I'm looking for, but to a lot of people, he was that person. So when you had a question, he answered it, and that was great. But then once it became, you know, a little volatile, it started to less and less. But, like, I'm not sure where you want to go with this, Michael, but I am kind of curious, or just, I'm not saying that because the doxing is insane. Like, that just is never good for anything. But we can use, like, the Loot Crate for an example. he may not. And now here's the thing, too. He may have had information that he couldn't disclose contractually by his job. Like, it could have been an NDA kind of thing. Like, you can't talk about this, you know, but like, it is that thing of like, well, you're so open to talk about other things. Like, why can't you talk about this? This is where the pain point is at. And then if I'm not mistaken, there was times where he'd still retweet stuff and post stuff. And it was like, this is the major issue right now. We really don't want to hear about, you know, the new.
Yeah, we don't give a shit about what new product you're
posting this
right
Gremlin photo shoot, you know, thing. Like, you know, we want to see like, I mean, not in that way, not in that way. I'm just saying like fan posts, like quit retweeting like fan posts of Gremlin figures. You know what I mean? I don't know that one that you showed the other day, but I mean, I'll look at that one anytime. But the, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Gremlins
Hell
two,
yeah.
Is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Baby. Woo, calm down. Calm down.
Why are you twisting your tentacles like they're your nipples?
Well,
he's getting a little excited.
Yeah, I only do it in two occasions. When I'm excited and also when I'm getting a signal from the Beyond, which it may come up later. But yeah, that was my only thing is like it. I did kind of have, because I was on that side. I wasn't like, obviously, like you said, Michael, we never voiced it to him directly.
Yeah, we never attacked him personally.
Went on Twitter.
We always would just be like,
first of all, I'm too lazy for that. Yeah, I'm too lazy. I'll wave my fists and that's probably about it. I'm not going to actually go online and do anything. But like, I came from that. The reason why I came from that opposition is I just felt that like, you're the one that I'm looking to for answers. You're not giving me answers. I don't know where else to go. So he was kind of like, in a sense, like he was an important person for us on the other side.
Yeah.
So like, he didn't deserve any of like.
So craziness. it's like if you're waiting for Batman to come beat up the guy who's mugging you, and then you see Batman up on the rooftop, but he doesn't come and stop the guy from mugging you. It's pretty much where this analogy's going.
Sure. But I don't blame him for the loot crate stuff at all.
Oh, no. He didn't fucking not pay loot crate's bill. Like, that's not his fault.
And I also get the frustration, though, because I don't remember how much it costs now because time heals all wounds and it's all over now. Yeah. But, you know, it was still like $150. You know, and we didn't know what was. We got one box and that was it. So, like, I understood people's frustration. It was almost like if you paid, I don't know, $100 for a Batman figure and still after 4 months of having that taken from you, you don't have it, you know?
That would be
like
awful.
It's the same thing. Awful. You want some kind of transparency. And when the person who was giving the most information wasn't able to give that information, people started to boil over and it was wrong. It's like I see the two folds. Like, I understand on one half, but then they just didn't understand on the other that this isn't the guy to rage against, even though he's the only guy we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% agree. Like, just because he's there doesn't mean he's your punching bag. Like, that doesn't, it doesn't give you the right.
And look what, and that's the thing, look what we lost. So just as you said it, I mean, we haven't had a tweet since October, and previous to that, it was August, and that was it. Where we used to get a ton of information from it. Now, you know, people like Trevor, who is also apparently co-director now, which is, he's listed now on the box under Randy's name as director. So I don't even know, maybe if Randy is stepping back, if it is now just a twofold, you know, position, that sort of thing. And then you have someone like Blaine that's out there on the front lines as well. He's kind of taken over as the social media aspect of it. He does a lot of things. You know, as far as like, he is now somewhat, at least in the face of online. And listen, that guy's not perfect either. He's had some issue. He had some things over the years that have been questionable. I like the guy. I think he deserves, you know, benefit of the doubt there. I think he does a good job at what he's doing. So, you know, I think we're on one hand, you know, in a better situation where we are getting some stuff and we do have other people that we can go to and hear from, but at the end of the day, I do miss him. Like, this was the first year, like they even mentioned it at, you know, Pixel Dan, this was the first year in 10 years that they didn't do the Dan and Randy show with the product walk. That was my favorite thing at San Diego, the videos that would come out post San Diego or during San Diego, no matter what line I was collecting at the time, that was my favorite thing. because I like the interaction. I like that they went through all the products. Even though Pixel Dan doesn't love everything that I do that NECA does, he still gave things, you know, equal time and got to see about it. And I missed it. I did. I missed it.
I mean, you still got that. It was just with Trevor.
Right. Which isn't the same. It was fine. I'm not even making.
I know.
It's not the same.
I mean, ironically, he is a white guy with a beard and long hair, though. So like
he is. So visually, if you squint,
it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. But I wasn't hearing the same thing. You know, I don't know. I like Randy's attitude a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I liked the way he would kind of voice his frustration with fans. And I've used that term, like, as we all, there's always those fans in any hobby or interest.
Listen,
or
we're
whatever.
Fans. We had a 15-minute segment every hour-long news show dedicated to bashing NECA. So,
right.
Like.
Right. So.
But it's totally also okay for fans to voice their opinions in a very healthy way.
Yes, as long as you're attacking a person, you're attacking the company.
Yeah. The choices, you know, attacking a choice to do this or this is fine. Yeah. You have to voice ultimately, you know, a consumer has the right to voice any concern that they have. But when you take it too far and you make it personal, mm-hmm. you know, that's where we then as fans get screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is why we can't have nice things.
I'm going to disagree a little bit.
Okay.
Disagree?
That's what we do here.
I feel like as much as I enjoyed Randy being around, I feel like we get more live streams from Blaine and Trevor now where we get more information, because I feel like the Q&As that Randy would do were 90% him just answering ridiculous questions with the answer no. Like we still got some information here and there, but ultimately I feel like we get more from these, you know, 5 or 6 live streams a year than we realistically did from Randy being on Twitter. And you're getting it without all the toxicity of Twitter, because it's, mm-hmm. you know, on Pixel Dan or the Canuck Canadian guy or the
Fouche does quite a bit of things.
Yeah, Veebs does a lot. Trevor. And then there was one recently. Oh God, he was on Dave Wonder's live stream with us, and now I can't remember his name, and I feel real bad about it. He was the most recent one who had Trevor on his show. But I feel like we're getting more actual information in a healthy way versus just being Randy interacting with fans and it usually turning into a shit show.
You are not wrong. And there's really no argument to be had there. My issue comes in where Trevor is mostly a turtle guy. Mm-hmm. And Blaine certainly has his areas that he is more involved in. But Randy was the horror guy, the metal guy. And that's what I'm not getting. So
well, that's because they're not making that.
Right. But you're not wrong there either. Yeah.
So you don't need Randy because they aren't making anything for you.
Is that related?
So you're wondering if maybe he's taking a step back altogether, not just from Twitter and being the face of the company, but he's stepping back from like everything. That could be very possible.
Here
like,
we go. That's what I wanted to speculate. That's what I was going to say.
I didn't think about
Trevor,
could it be?
All right. So if you look on the box, you know, director is Randy and Trevor. Mm-hmm. So he has at least taken some steps backwards, and he's certainly not directing development of products that I am super interested in. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I like turtles. I like turtles. Yes, I like some other stuff, but like, you know, I'm getting an Iron Maiden figure for the first time this year in a long time, mm-hmm. but I also feel like that was in development and just got put on the back burner. There was other stuff that was planned that haven't come out They tend to make more as far as horror stuff in their toony terrors than they mm-hmm. do their ultimates. I mean, with the exception of Universal Monsters, but Universal Monsters isn't the same. I mean, it is. It's awesome. Don't get me
but
wrong.
It's not, but it's not the same as what right. the horror line has
and
been.
And it's not even like, and like, it's weird. Like, we're finally getting the Halloween Ends Michael Myers. I could argue that we don't even need it because he's really not that much different than the Kills version. But even that is like 2 years late. I don't know. Just things are very strange. And my hat is definitely getting tighter. And because, yeah, I'm definitely like conspiring. I'm getting, you know, interesting
tingles.
Because, yeah, I wonder. And it could be, you know, that guy's fault. Like, he could be like, you know what? Fuck this guy, and taking a huge step back, because who knows, ultimately, mentally damaging that it was to him, it you know, his family life, you know, it could be affected. I mean, we don't know. Again, this is all speculation. Yeah. We know nothing.
Even though Nate is his next door neighbor, he just won't return his phone calls.
Right. I mean, I used to make the joke on Figuratively Speaking that he would, you know, my buddy Randy, because we would talk and have lunch, but it was just me sitting there looking at Twitter while I had lunch. But the closest I got to him was about, I don't know, 6 feet away. So, you know, I don't know if he's going to – if he's not at PowerCon this weekend at all
– I don't think he
then
will.
Then I don't think he will be either. You know, that's another major thing. And then if he's not at Toy Fair –
That is if Toy Fair is still happening, because I haven't seen anything officially, like, you know, sign up now or anything like that.
I have notifications
turned on for their social media, and I haven't gotten anything, so I don't know. Because I want to go, so I've been trying. But yeah, so it is very possible. Maybe he is taking a step back, and Trevor is either filling in that space, or like temporarily, or being groomed to take over permanently eventually. And I 100% agree. I do think it took a toll on him, because you have to remember he dealt with the Twitter bashing for years. That wasn't even just like a short stint. And then he had to deal with the whole, like, he had to change his phone number and like everything because people were attacking him on his home phone number or his cell phone number. But yeah. So
calling his landline.
Yeah. They're calling his landline.
That's the worst doc scene ever.
Just his phone's ringing off the hook all night long. So like it does, knowing that now, it does feel like maybe he is just kind of over it and done, or at least taking a hiatus to try to fix himself and, you know, get back into loving what he does again. Because I'll tell you right now, if I had to deal with what he did, I probably wouldn't love my job anymore.
I mean, I mean just dealing with the people on Twitter alone, because some of the mm-hmm. questions were just so asinine,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's so basic, you know, just use a little bit of thought, you can understand that this isn't happening and why it's not happening. So
I mean, listen, some of the comments that I've gotten on our channel where I'm just like, did you even watch the video?
Right.
No, time I go straight to the comments.
They see the thumbnail and I'm going.
Yeah.
And they're like,
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know this won't be the title, but we could say did like the turtles break Randy, because maybe it was just the meteoric rise of the line, and we gotta keep pumping this out, and he's just like, you know what, I'm so tired of seeing these fucking turtles, I'm done. You guys, turtle fans suck, and we'll talk about that.
He's not wrong.
Weekly purchases,
what,
or what is it called,
only figs?
Yeah,
only figs.
Wow. Every Wednesday, so tune in live. Yes. I just want to talk about turtle fans for a reason.
Oh, okay. I'm more intrigued to
I'll talk about turtle fans.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm much more intrigued. Hopefully it's not a long conversation, though, because
I guess I'll show up to OnlyFigs this week then.
Yeah. This is the only reason I'm showing up.
Oh, good.
Or thing. I showed up. Yeah. I'm only here just so I can talk about it.
Well, that's fair. But yeah, so ironically, Sook My Time on good old Patreon made a joke about how, like, did Hasbro kidnap Randy or make Randy quit Twitter? So, like, for the longest time, like, that was, I was like, maybe I'll do something fun with that, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to title this yet. We'll have to wait.
Did Hasbro take did make Hasbro. Randy disappear?
How crazy. Great. Like, I we don't have to go any deeper or further, and it's just let this marinate. But what if he is, like, getting ready to roll out, right? And he's going to a new company. Where would you like to see, like, Randy go?
Hasbro. you want to not get bullied? Go to Hasbro. That sounds like a great place for your mental space.
I'd say, can he save, like, Super 7? Can he, like...
What if McFarlane stole him back? What if Todd was like, listen, I'm the face of this company. You don't have to worry about getting bullied off Twitter. Come back. Come back to Papa Todd.
That would be interesting, because I would actually think that he could improve a lot there with what's going on. I would like to see that, or I would like to see him do something new.
Start his own company.
Something that, yeah, that that would take more risks, you know, and do like what it was when they started. Yeah.
Sorry, a joke popped in my head from our conversation before we started.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't want to.
Please
know
don't. Yeah. No, I'm gonna. I hope I.
I'll mention.
I have a title for it.
What's
I have a title for this
recording? I'll tell you guys. But yeah, that it just. but yeah, so, it raises a lot of questions for me of like now, like, 'cause it was just like. Is he just over the fans and like being like, fuck it, I'm going to sit in my office. Y'all can go deal with this bullshit. Or now I'm wondering if he's on his way out or just like taking a hiatus. I'm kind of curious to know how long Trevor's been listed as director.
We haven't been paying attention that long.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do reviews and I don't fucking read the bottom of the box. So,
well, let's see. Okay. It's had to been a while. 'Cause this year is,
what's that?
I don't remember what year that came out of.
I can't see it. You've got it off screen.
Oh, here we go.
That was this year, wasn't it?
No.
Or was last, like, it was like last year ago? Then?
No, it's like 2 years old.
I don't think
it was. Okay, what about Krang? What about Krang?
Krang was a long time ago. That was early. When we first started. That was Turtle Watch.
Oh, that's right. He's listed on there.
So he's been director for a while. So
just director.
And that was well before Randy was really getting railed on Twitter, so... Maybe that just popped the fucking conspiracy bubble wide open.
Oh, yeah. Because we all remember this if you're fans of the channel. And he was listed as co-director on that as well.
Okay.
Or co-designer and developer.
Oh, all right, so. Let me go. I'll be right back.
Oh,
that's like the oldest box that I have now that I just trashed everything else. So.
I don't have any of my NECA boxes except for the Mirage stuff. And that's all new.
So. I've got some. I just want to see.
Do you have any of the two-pack boxes?
Well, like this is interesting because I mean, again, we're totally speculating. So I wanted to grab something that wasn't turtle related.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the Demolition Gremlins that I've had for quite some time that I haven't opened yet. and direction and development, Randy and Stefan.
Oh, so maybe Trevor's just the co-director of Turtles.
The turtle.
That makes sense.
So Randy's that like the sense. Top of the of that pyramid, and then he's got little people underneath him to take care of each brand.
All right.
So he's still the director. So maybe the theory of Trevor being groomed is kind of like
don't say it like that.
Well, you said it.
You said it.
I said he was being. Yeah, but I said of context. I said he was being groomed to take his place, not just that he was being groomed, because that's a much different scenario.
Okay, and just for full, really just because we're looking at all kinds of different things. So one, I wanted to bring this back just for Jamar.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there we go.
Jesus Christ! Y'all need Jesus.
But this is the same property as the two pack I just did. But Randy is listed solely on this box.
And that one's newer. Interesting. So Stefan got fired.
It is. But you gotta wonder how long maybe this has been in development. Because the first Greta, I think, came out 2 or 3 years ago. And then there was a convention exclusive last year, and then there's one this year. So who knows? I'm just trying to see if I have anything else. Where's my Dracula? Because I have not opened that either. I like how we're just now off the cuff.
Yeah, right, off the cuff, it, getting things.
It's turned into
this,
like,
is literally turned into a conspiracy meeting.
No, what's the show that we do when people sit on the couch? Toy Therapy.
Toy Therapy?
Is it Toy Therapy of, like, Nate showing us everything he has?
Nate showing us all the shit that's been sitting in the corner. Right, he's like, so I love NECA Horror, but I never open it up.
Yeah. All right, so Dracula also lists Stefan. And I can't help but think of Stefan from, you know, Bill Hader's Stefan.
Oh, I was so thinking Stefan from Family Matters.
Yeah, so I'm just imagining, you know.
Urkel.
Yeah.
The hottest monster of all time who sucks your blood and doesn't drink wine. It's Dracula. But then,
that was actually pretty good.
The fog figure, this is listed solely as Randy. So, you know, hey, we don't know.
This conspiracy is falling apart.
Yeah.
And it seems we built this entire, like, Illuminati pyramid, and it's all just crumbling in front of us.
Yeah. But isn't that kind of what conspiracy theories do? Awesome. Like,
and how do we know that they didn't just clone Randy? And they're using,
well, if they cloned him, I think we would see him.
Yeah, he'd be like, my clone's gonna get beat up by the fans, not me.
This is what you're missing. Cloning isn't that advanced, right? So
you think they've got like a drooling moron version of him?
Yeah, he's exactly. It probably clones probably age faster.
I think clones age faster.
So it's like Randy with like lobster claws.
Right. That's why
essentially the Shredder clones is what we're saying.
Yeah. There's like a little Randy.
There's a real big Randy.
Like a giant one.
They haven't perfected it yet. They haven't perfected it. So that's why we haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, maybe that's Trevor and Blaine. I don't know. Like,
I mean, Trevor could be like that's a Snoke like clone right there. Well, maybe not Snoke, because Snoke was uglier than Emperor Palpatine, which was a like hard thing to do.
Yeah, I guess he was.
Yeah, so like same scenario, just like it's not like a downgrade, I guess. Like it's not like.
Well, that is science fiction. This is reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
right.
True.
So like it looks mostly like him, but just different enough to where it's like
just
you're not who I think you are.
He looks like him, but like smudged.
Yeah. Someone shook the vial a little bit.
he was leaned up against the thing like Futurama.
Yeah.
The professor's clone. Oh shit. Right. So Nate, I did text you some.
But we didn't do the one from last week, and I wanted to do that.
You could do whichever one you want out of the two, so that's fine. Yeah, I am going to start closing up the show, though. So let us know your NECA conspiracy theories down in the comments below. Where do you think Randy is? Do you think he's on a beach just, you know, having mojitos and not giving a fuck? Do you think he's in therapy? Do you think he's just doing his job and doesn't want to deal with people anymore? Or do you think maybe he just had a cold and didn't want to go to San Diego? Let us know in the comments below. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. You can check us out on tpublic.com/ModernToyFair. We've got shirts, mugs, notebooks, magnets, stickers, all sorts of stuff with our logos and all the different inside jokes and designs and stuff like that on there. You can check out... Or if you're a fan, you can check us out patreon.com/ModernToyFair. Link will be in the description below as well. A bunch of different tiers of different rewards. We can get episodes of the podcast early. You can get exclusive episodes of the podcast. You can get physical prints of the photos I take. All sorts of stuff. Check that out. You can check Jamar out over at metal.tv/JamarGames. Nate, what you got?
Well, I got a new podcast coming out. It's called Always Room for New Dick. And this comes from the suggestion coming from Sook Matane. He's going to be joining me in this DC Comics podcast. We discover all the new Nightwing figures, and we consider adding them to our collections. We'll talk about the average size 1/12 scale dick. We'll talk about the tiny 3¾-inch dick. And we'll even talk about massive 1/6 scale dick. And we'll debate about the size of the dick, whether it's more important, or how you pose the dick. So really, it's just a dick-centric podcast because there's always room for some more dick, and that's Grayson.
I love it.
Michael will be our first guest because he does love the dick.
I love absolutely love dick. Yeah, so on that note, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
I don't want us to know.